Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet all of you very warmly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you, also those who are joining us online via the internet. We greet from this place and we wish you God's richest blessing. We are grateful to God that we can come again together to give thanks and worship to the Lord, for the Lord has done great things for us. Last night, we received a mighty blessing from the Lord, and we are here to be blessed anew this morning. Let us sing a couple of songs for His glory. We start this song number 6, Standing on the Promises. Number 6, Standing on the Promises.
Thank you.
To this we can say Amen.
Es ist doch wunderbar.
It's so wonderful.
Auf dem Wort
standing on the word of the King,
der in Ewigkeit
Jesus Christ, who is worthy of the praise, I glorify him, who saves me from Satan. Where should we put our trust on? Only on the word of God, on the promises of God. And we are so grateful that he revealed his word to us. Here in the third stanza, standing on the word, then the Spirit lets me see what kind of redemption work has happened on the cross of Calvary. Now I can be in the liberty of our God, trusting in the promises of God. It's all grace that we can recognize what things God has done for us. And we also trust him this morning that he will bless us richly. Let us sing song number 7, Just As I Am. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Just As I Am. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for these wonderful hymns, Just As I Am. So it must be. Also this morning, we are in his presence. We believe that the Lord is present through his Holy Spirit. And we must be aware of it, what that means. His presence here amongst us. Brothers and sisters, this morning all things can take place. Whatever he promised in our midst, for he is present. Is this not wonderful? Before Brother Schmidt prays with us, I would like to read a word from the scripture. From the book of Acts, chapter
8.
Acts, chapter 8, from verse 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Up to here. What a wonderful report. 2,000 years ago, this took place, brothers and sisters. And in that city, there was great joy about it. How is it this morning, here in our midst? Are we rejoicing about what we read, that this took place, and that it also can happen in our midst? For Jesus Christ is the same, and he is present to help us. About what were they rejoicing? They were rejoicing about what they heard. They heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, what happened on the cross of Calvary. And they saw what happened through the hand of Philip. Great signs, great miracles. But it was not Philip. It was the Holy Spirit who worked through Philip. Is this not wonderful? The Holy Spirit worked also through Brother Branham in those days, the days in which he walked this earth. And the Holy Spirit works also through our brother. The Holy Spirit is it who works all things, who fulfills the promises which he has given us. Let us believe today. Let us believe as we heard yesterday, as the scripture has said. I believe all of us, we have all reason to thank God that we recognized the message, the word of this hour. Brothers, many are bypassing it. They're hearing it and they put it aside. To you and me, God has given grace to believe it, and he revealed it to us. Are we not happy, and are we not grateful for that what he has done? And I'm sure this morning that the Lord will bless us all. For he knows all of us who we are present here. He knows your and my needs. and he is ready to give us what we need. Only we must believe. We must trust God. The Lord himself said in John, believe in God and believe in me. Do we want to believe this morning? Do we want to trust God? He will do great things in our midst. May the Lord bless us. We stand up and we thank the Lord for the grace. Great God, together we are coming into your presence. We thank you for the word of your grace, for the report which you left unto us. For you were not only the God at that time who did miracles and signs, but even today you are the same. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Almighty, the only true God. And you have sent out men that your precious seed might be sown, which springs up and brings forth fruit. Give us all grace that we praise you, that we glorify your name. For Lord in heaven, you promised it, Lord, that rivers of living water will flow. Thank you. Bless us. Bless your people all over the earth, Lord, where they are listening, where they are watching. Oh God, we thank you that we can be here. We thank you that in such a world you have given us a place of rest for all who can believe. You are satisfying all, you are blessing all, and you are giving your peace. We thank you. Please bless this morning. Bless the lips through which you will speak, and we know you will speak, for your word is the truth, and the truth sets us free. We thank you for everything in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe. Amen. You may be seated. We can really be of full trust towards the Lord. And as we just read, there where the word was preached, there God confirmed it. That's how it is written in Mark, in the last chapter, in the last verses. And the Lord was with them and was confirming the word by signs and miracles following. And when we think about this, what took place through the ministry of Brother Branham in our time, and then the man of God said, that what God did through the ministry of the messenger He will do through the church which received the message and which believed it. Then it is no more a one-man system, then the whole body is included, and the various ministries and gifts will be manifested. We are just grateful with all our hearts, and God willing, on the first weekend in April, we will have our 40-year anniversary. It will be 40 years ago when we dedicated this building to the Lord, when we gave it for His ministry, for His service. And there are some here who experienced it personally. And I just think here on the various epochs in which God was so merciful and where He really laid everything from the very beginning. One can really say the work of God was committed unto Him, and He is taking care for everything, and He is never too late. Yesterday, I just mentioned briefly what kind of flight miles I made during the past 20 years. And if we then think about all the time of 50 years, when we include all the journeys, what kind of number of miles are coming together? And then to it, all the journeys within the countries, with bus and with a taxi, and I can really say with a good conscience, I not only gave half of my life to the Lord, I gave the whole of my life to the Lord. And since 62 years, I preached the word. And since 52 years, I proclaimed the message. And as Ezra said, since 40 years, we have here this mission center. And when I then think about how the beginnings were, here Brother Alfred Borg is sitting, together with his precious wife, our sister Anita Borg, here in the basement. In the basement they were sitting, and on a very primitive way, with equipment which were available, there were the first circular letters, and whatever had to be done, they did all these things in primitive ways. And when we then think about how God has laid everything so wonderfully with all the languages, let us think about our translators in the 12 cabins. Let us think on all the brothers and sisters who are having part in the passing on of the divine message in all the various languages. Also this, I mentioned it last night, that our brother from the Iran, he gave a report of what is happening there. Where is he? Please stand up. Please stand up. God bless you in our midst. Next week, he flies to Turkey, and we give you greetings into Turkey, and also warm greetings to all in the Iran. Our God is a faithful God, and He really calls out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. Our brother has still problems with the English and the German language. He can speak Persian, yes. But internationally, it just became necessary to speak the languages which are worldwide known, to pass on what the Lord has entrusted to us. Then today, we have again greetings and again greetings. One cannot imagine, perhaps no one of us can imagine and comprehend what it means for the people to hear God's word directly, to experience it. Here we have greetings from Brother Pare, from Burkina Faso, greetings from Edmonton, Ottawa, from Toronto, from Brother Davi, from Palermo, greetings from Brother John, from Bucharest, greetings from Nairobi, greetings from Port Elizabeth, greetings from Brother Cecil, greetings from Dr. Bofe, and then very special greetings from Bashkirien. Who knows where that is? Brother Schmidt says it. Middle Asia. It borders to the Ural. And when one then thinks about such people, here, our brother Vladimir Konoflov is sending his greetings, and he asks that the whole church is greeted worldwide. And then I had to think about it. When I was in Perm, in the Ural, in a big Baptist conference, when I preached the word there, one just has to experience it in such a way, how God is opening the doors and the hearts. So, this is an area. It's in the region of the River Volga. Then greetings from Moldavia, from the Ukraine, from Russia, from Bulgaria. Just mighty that all these people are joined with us. Greetings from Brother Hervé Noël. Greetings from Brother Lotika, Brother Dr. Lotika. Then greetings from Brother Rashdili. Greetings. From Brother Lachos, Brother Lachos. Then greetings from Manasseh. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur. Brother Chauffeur. Greetings once again from Brother Wendel Ellis from Edmonton. Greetings from Brother John, whoever that might be. Yes. Then greetings from the church in Somma, Lombardo. Who knows where that is? Yes. The Lord knows his own all over the world. To him be the glory for all eternity. Then, today, I would like that Brother Kukaczka prays with us before we go into the word observation. And let me read here what Jan Hus, what his last words were in big capital letters written. Brother Kukaczka, please come now. Come to the front. Jan Hus, in great capital letters, before he was burned at the stake in the city of Constance, before he went up in flames, he wrote these words. Seek the truth. Hear the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Keep the truth. Contend for the truth unto death. Let us stand up. Please come quickly. For translation. Sure. Brother Friedrich, of course. You must look here. Please translate this prayer. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you that we can gather at this place where you are gathering your people. Bless us through the word. The word which you are giving your servant. We thank you. We thank you that you found this man, that you blessed this man, so that your word might be preached in all the corners of the earth, so that your people are gathered and are united through thy Holy Spirit, that you are praised and blessed at all places. You, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the only worthy one to receive praise, honor, and glory. And we are so grateful that we may sit at your feet, hearing your voice, that we are living, that we are loving every word, that we ponder upon it in our hearts, that you are giving the longing in our hearts, that we are translated and changed unto the day of your return. We see the serious time in which we are living. We thank you that you called us. We thank you that you found us and that you are uniting us through thy word and through thy Holy Spirit. To you be the glory and the honor and the worship, for you alone are worthy. We thank you for everything, and we ask you, bless your servant, bless your word in our hearts and in our lives, and unite your church through thy word and through thy Holy Spirit in love. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your name be exalted. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Amen. Amen. You You may be seated. Let us repeat these mighty words once again. Seek the truth. Hear the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Keep the truth. Contend for the truth unto death. Blessed and praised be our Lord, who said, you will recognize that you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we are truly living in a time where the error is triumphing all over the world, and the truth has become rare and is only found amongst the true believers. And if we think about all what is happening, what shall we say to it? Only repeating what our Lord said already. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Recently we mentioned that the uniting of the big churches has become the subject number one. Also in our country of Reformation, here in the headline, Protestants are saying, these words of the Pope are evangelical. When one reads all the headlines, in Berlin, the declaration, we shall be one, but we are not yet one. And then comes the request, ecumenism now. When else, if not now? And we notice the wound shall be healed. The wound of the sword which came through the Reformation. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And if it's written in Revelation that the wound was healed, and that everything comes again under the Babylonian mantle, summarized. Then the last speech of the present Pope, just a few lines here. All can take it out from the internet. The Third Vatican Council started with a declaration of the Pope. Catholicism has become a good religion now. One hardly may read on. Then the truth is not absolute or written on stony tablets. For us, the truth is the absolute. And it's not only written in the Bible. It was written into our hearts. And then the sentence, as the fable of Adam and Eve, we see also hell as a literal Adam and Eve shall be now a fable. This was the saddest reality that man has fallen into sin, separated from God, given over to death. This is not a fable. This is true and it's reality. In the same way, the redemption is a divine reality. The Lord, who created man fallible, he knew that he would make the wrong decision, and therefore he himself came into the flesh and he accomplished the redemption here on earth. And therefore it's written in 1 Corinthians 15, as in Adam all must die, so all will come to life again in Christ. And here it goes on. Our church is big enough for all, for heterosexuals, for homosexuals, for all the conservatives, for all the liberals, also communists are welcome, and we are open for all. Yes, yes. So it is. All are hearing this call. All must come into this political, religious uniting. All must be included. But before this will reach the end, the calling out must take place. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And then I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. In this world, many things are happening. Then the big headline here. The global sexual revolution. Now, even the subject in the schools shall be introduced. In the schools, it shall be spoken about it, about homosexuality. This one has to imagine. Even the marriage shall be abolished. Everyone shall decide for himself in what kind of form he wants to live. But God introduced the marriage. God introduced the family. And therefore we think about it. When daddy, mommy, Opa and Oma, when everything was living under one roof, what has happened since the First World War? What happened after the Second World War? The falling away is so big, and therefore we say once again, thanks, with thanks, we thank the Lord. In this confusion, so much error, so much lie was never before on the earth as now. Then, if one then reads all the other articles in these information magazines, how the two popes, the old pope and the new pope, how they speak with one another, and how really, our chancellor, she was asking the Pope, how do you feel after you received the infallibility? Infallibility, receiving infallibility. There's only one eternal infallible God. But the people, here the people, Here the Pope is kissing the bones of Peter, 8 or 9 bones. It's a cult. It has nothing to do with God. And we see all these things, and all of mankind is so impressed. And then we are hearing the word of the hour. And we are just so grateful that there are people on the earth who are not pulled into this error, but who are called out. And this is the indescribable grace of our God, which we really experience personally by His grace. Then, also in adding of last night, some scriptures are really on my heart still. And we start with the book of Revelation, chapter 19, where it's written that the bride has made herself ready. We not only observe what is happening in Israel, it's even very important, yes. Mr. John Kerry, he said, until December, everything must be under one roof with the negotiations amongst the Palestinians and whoever goes with it. And then we also know what at the end, at the crowning, will take place. The treaty, the contract with the Vatican, with all those who made already their contract. But we will not go here into details. It's really about the church, about the bride of the Lamb in this time. And it's written in Revelation, chapter 19, from verse 7, it's written. Revelation 19, from verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His bride has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, write, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. All the words of God are true. And only God is true, and every man is a liar. And whoever does not say what God really said and what is written in the Word, he's still lying. Only he who recognizes the truth, only he who is penetrated by the truth and who was ordained to believe the truth, he will be penetrated by the truth, and he will never make any compromises, and he will never believe fables. But our faith will be in all points as the scripture has said it. Let us go to some other scriptures, especially Matthew 24 is of course that chapter in which everything was said concerning the end time and what would take place and what is really happening now. Here we have really, as many times mentioned, firstly, we have verse 14, Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And before that, the Lord already said, in verse 4, Matthew 24, verse 4, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." The deception is decorated with so many scriptures, right and left, that only those who are born of the true word of God unto a living hope, they will look through this deception and they will be sanctified by the truth. Then we have here the special admonition in verse 24, Matthew 24, verse 24. "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." And then comes the mighty statement of our Lord: "Behold, behold, I have told you before. I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say," then we may recognize, when the time comes, we who we believe in signs and wonders, we are not looking after signs and wonders. For us, the word of God is the Alpha and Omega. And then we believe that God will confirm his word without judging now. What is with all the TV evangelists, with all the charismatics? If I would not have seen it personally, together with Brother Maynard, I was at least in four such meetings, be it in South America, be it in Taipei, wherever it might have been. All are demonstrating the power, and all are speaking of signs and wonders. And all are in the doctrine of the Trinity, and all are in the doctrine of the triune baptism. In fact, in all the wrong teachings, they remained, and they think they are great prophets and great men of God. And because the believers have no distinction of, they believe that God confirms the word, but God doesn't confirm the word because of the false prophet. God confirms the word in the individuals who are believing it, regardless of who is preaching it. But the false prophets, they are boasting that God confirmed them. No, God confirms only his word, not a single man. Only his word he confirms. As we said it from Mark 16, the last verses, we can read it in the book of Acts. God didn't confirm Peter. God confirmed the word. Always he confirmed the word. And all who believed God's promises, they experienced God. And when Brother Alfred Borg was reading the word here, then the desire of my heart came. Oh God, let it be manifested today in our midst and all over where your word is being heard. Let it become like this. And when we were singing, "Just as I am, so it must be," and so we are coming. And we know precisely that all who have come to the Lord, they never returned in the way they came. The sick were healed. The possessed were delivered. No one who came to the Lord went away as he came. No, God's word was confirmed. The bound ones were set free, and the sick were healed, and the lepers were made clean. And I just wish it from God that such a meeting would take place this morning, and that all are having part in it. We believe, as the scripture has said, we have the access and we have the right for the confirmation of the word. And today we will ask God together that he blesses our innermost soul, and that he might confirm his word. Then we have it here in verse 27, Matthew 24, verse 27, the words of our Lord. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man be. And then we know precisely that the Lord will not descend in etapes for 40 years. No, his message foreruns his coming, but his coming will be as the lightning which shineth even unto the west. So shall his return be. And we thank God also for this, that we didn't misunderstand the statements of Brother Branham. And why not? Because we respect God's word and we believe what the Holy Scripture says. And then we have it here in Matthew 24, verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. Then verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? And then we have the insight into that, what must come before Matthew 25. And why was it said to Brother Branham, don't make the journey to Zurich because of these five meetings which were arranged, but instead return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. And then the speaking of the Lord, not only to go from city to city to preach the word, but to give out the stored in food, to tell the people that we are living in the fulfillment of Bible prophecies, and that all who have an ear, that they will hear that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And then comes straight Matthew 25. Then, when all that what we just read, when all that is happening, is in the happenings, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet their bridegroom.
Machen.
This is our time. Just as sure as we recognize time and hour and the divine message which foreruns the second coming of Christ, so sure we have come out from all confusion, purified by the blood of the Lamb, to be washed by the renewing of the word, by the washing of the word. This is very important. This is written in Ephesians chapter 5 in connection with that the church will be presented without spot and without wrinkle before the Lord. Why? She is not only washed in the blood of the Lamb, she is purified and washed by the water of the word, set free from all error. As we are purified from every sin by the blood, as we were set free from everything, receiving the full forgiveness, receiving the full redemption, so by the word of God we are washed. And what does it mean to take a bath? A bath is not only like showers, no, immersing, taking a bath, immersed in the word of God, literally washed by the word, to then stand as an unrebukable church, standing as the bride before the Lord. And out of conviction we can say that the Lord in our time, He's doing the most mighty work which ever happened. At the time of the apostles, Paul wrote the following in the book of Acts, chapter 13. Acts
13.
Here the man of God reported of what happened at that time. And then he turns to those who didn't receive it, who were mocking about it, who despised what God did at the time of the beginning of the New Testament church, at the beginning of the New Covenant. Here we have it. Acts 13, verse 41. Behold, ye despise us, and wonder, and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. We are not believing because somebody tells it. We believe because we believe personally and are having part personally in that what God is doing. People can tell much. We want to report of that what God is doing presently amongst His people by His grace. And this is really despised by all. Oh, Brother Branham, by all the great charismatics, he's despised so much. They accused him that he didn't teach the Godhead properly, that he doesn't baptize properly. Instead of opening the Bible to read what the Holy Scripture says about the Godhead and what He says about the baptism and about all biblical subjects, they went forth from their standpoint and they were thinking, oh, we are blessed by God and therefore we must be right. And to be honest, brothers and sisters, when I, for the first time, When I heard Brother Branham saying that all who are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that they are actually baptized into the Roman Catholic Church, then I really was afraid. I was afraid. And I told the truth. Lord, you baptized me in the Spirit, I experienced it, and now I'm hearing that the baptism in which I experienced 1948 in the Baptist church in the city of Celle, that this is not valid. And I told the truth, but you baptized me in the Spirit, but you accepted me. And I heard the sermon the second time. And it fell like scales from my eyes. And I knew the next way is to the water. Brother Alfred Borg, Brother Helmut Frank, my brother, and Brother Schmidt, we can all remember it. God confirms only His Word. And all the elect in all the denominations, if they are foreordained by God, they will come out. They will receive the correction. They will set themselves free from the curse. And they will come under the blessing of God. Just so nice that all who are of God, they will hear the voice of God. And the Lord speaks to us through His Word. And so we see it here, as Paul has written, "Behold, ye despise us, and marvel, and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall by no means believe, though a man declare it unto you." Let us emphasize it once again. Not telling, we are experiencing it. We may experience by grace what God is doing right now. Then we have it here. In verse 45, here it's written, "But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming." Those who didn't believe had no choice but to contradict and to blaspheme and to reject. And those who believed and those who accepted, it was revealed to them by God. And in the same way it is today. Some are despising, some are rejecting, contradicting, and the others are hearing, receiving, and accepting, and are believing with all their hearts what God promised and what He's doing. This word here, "Behold, ye despise us," goes back to the tribes of Levi, not strange people. It goes back to the tribe of Levi, those who were ordained for the ministry, but those who were not ordained to be prophets like Moses. Moses had a special call, not only a ministry within the church of Israel, but a direct commission to go and to bring the message, "Let my people go, that they may serve me." Moses had the message of calling out of the people of Israel, "Let my son go, let my firstborn son go." This was the divine message. What do we have in this time? Why did the angel of the Lord say to Brother Branham, "As Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs"? And I've said it here before. With his left hand, he should take the right hand of the patient. He should turn it around so that the upside and the cancer, the tumor which that person had, appeared on his hand. And the angel of the Lord told him, tell the patient not to close his eyes, for in the moment where the healing takes place, then the cancer disappears, whatever it might be, the cancer disappears from your hand. In 1946, 47, 48, that was the main gift which God confirmed before hundreds of thousands of people in at least six cities of Canada, and then also in the USA. And then came the second gift to it, that to him were revealed the secrets of the hearts and what has happened in their lives and what kind of problems they have. About 1,500 times, Brother Branham said in the prayer for the sick, thus saith the Lord, because in a vision he was shown who that person is, what this person has, and every time it was correct 100%. So, God is true. God is infallible. And the ministry which he gave to his servants is happening under the leading of the Holy Spirit by the commission of God. And so, we are just grateful, brothers and sisters, that in our time we may believe, as the Scripture has said, not only what happened in the time of Brother Branham. There are many, many who speak of the prophet. Many speak of that what God has done. And they are remaining in the past. Are not having any access to that what God has done after the going home of Brother Branham.
Haben sich in bestimmten Lehren
in certain doctrines, in certain unbiblical doctrines, they were entangled. They are speaking of the prophet, but they don't open the Bible at all. They are not interested in what God says in his word. And what is with us? Just the opposite. We are only interested in what God has said in his word. And this we believe. And then both is correct. Both is agreeing. The message which God has sent us is not outside of the Holy Scripture, but it's inside of the Holy Scripture. God's word revealed by the Holy Spirit, revealed to the church. And so our Lord said in Luke, in chapter 10, he gave the instruction, Luke 10, though he who receives them whom he sends, they receive him. Luke, here it's chapter 10, verse 16, Luke 10, verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despises you, despiseth me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me. The divine sending is so direct, so mighty, because it is happening in the direct commission of God. As already mentioned, Moses, a man called by God, he puts off his shoes because the place upon whom you are standing is holy ground. The time is fulfilled. I have come. I have come down. And I send you. For the promise which was given to Abraham, the time is over. I send you now to call and to lead out the people. The promise was fulfilled. After 400 years, I will lead your people out of bondage. It was the fulfillment of that what God promised. And this we must emphasize in every meeting, that God is doing all things according to His Word, and that we have the spiritual orientation in the Word, which was revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Then our Lord says in John, in chapter 13, John chapter 13, here he speaks very serious about the calling and the sending. John 13, verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. Men of God are carriers of the Word of God. They don't have their own message. They don't have their own doctrine. They have the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of the apostles, the original revelation of Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever wants to know it precisely, he can read Isaiah chapter 6, what the Lord has said here. Isaiah chapter 6, here we have it, the calling of the man of God. Isaiah chapter 6, let us read. Before we read it, let me make the following remark. The divine calling is always connected to that what God wants to do according to His plan. Here, in Isaiah chapter 6, we read in verse 8, Isaiah 6, verse 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. The man of God saw the throne. He saw him who sits on the throne, surrounded by the heavenly host, to whom he spoke. God never spoke to himself, and he never spoke to another person. He always spoke to them who surrounded him. All the angels, all the cherubims, seraphims. Then this calling. Then I heard the voice of him. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here I am. Send me. Jeremiah, chapter 1. Here we have the sending of the man of God. Jeremiah, as the prophet called by God and confirmed by God. Jeremiah, chapter 1. And here we read only the second part of verse 7. Jeremiah 1, verse 7, second part. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee shalt thou speak. This is a divine sending, a divine call. At the beginning of the divine call is really the divine commission which the Lord gives to them whom he sends. And they know precisely what they have to do. Then we come to the wonderful place in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. Revelation, chapter 1. The mighty penetrating words of our Lord, the man of God, was on the Isle of Patmos, banned there for the sake of the word of God. And here we read, Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. And then the apostle John could say, or it could be said of him, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. And then the word addressed to all of us. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Just mighty. To the Lord be the thanks with all our hearts. The sealed book was of course opened. It was of course opened. And how I like it to think about it, that together with Brother Branham, I was together with him a few weeks before the opening of the seven seals. Me, the least among all, he was asking me to preach in his state in Los Angeles. That he was asking me to go to Brother Houghton in Portland, Oregon, because he believes the message. A prophet of God gives to the simplest man on earth, he gives him instructions what he wanted to be done. And then the mighty thing, I must pack my suitcase. For the Lord showed me in the vision that I must move to Arizona. And he really, he saw an old wagon in a vision. And he saw how he puts all the luggage of the family, how he placed his wife, he saw his wife on the wagon sitting, where she was sitting, and how the voice of the Lord said to him, when they take away the fence on your property, and when they will widen the street, this is the moment where you have to move to Arizona. For there I will speak to you. I am a living witness. I have seen the fence lying on the grass. I have seen the bulldozers running up and down. When the Ewing Lane was widened, this is the street in which Brother Branham stayed. And God really, from the beginning, He has given me the grace, not only to hear, but to witness it personally, being an eyewitness of that what the Lord announced to His prophet and man, that it took place. And we just say in the summary here, who of us would have understood the book of Revelation if God would not have sent His prophet to tell us what the first, second, third, fourth seal means? By the way, I was rejoicing about it. We not only have people who are working here with us. On Friday, in the French language, we printed the book anew, the book about the 22 chapters of the Bible. It is printed here now with us. It was reworked. Who would have thought about it in 1974 that one day we would have a publishing house, a printing shop, that we would have that our books can come into the world? Who would have known that all the machines would be here? We are looking back to 40 years, looking back to 50 years in which God has helped us step by step. And by grace, He was taking care for everything. Then these wonderful scriptures from the prophet Malachi. And this one has to emphasize every time anew what the Lord said here. Malachi, chapter 4 probably, well known to all of us. Malachi 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts. I, the Lord, send my messenger before me. How often did we say it? A man of God does not blow his own trumpet. He doesn't prepare his own way. A true man of God comes with the word of God. He prepares the way for the people so that the Lord and the people are brought together and so that we truly have part in that what God is doing right now. Then the place in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6, John 1, verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. As the fulfillment of the promise from the Old Testament, please, brothers and sisters, don't be angry with me. It must be said anew, time and again. First, God gives promises, and when the time comes, then He fulfills them. As it was then, so it is in our time. For as sure as God said, behold, I send my messenger before me, so sure God said in the second last verse in the Old Testament, He said in Malachi 4, some have three chapters, some have four chapters. Here it's written, Malachi 4, Behold, I, the Lord, will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Just a promise which God fulfilled in our time by his grace. And that we can see and hear all this, that we can witness all this, that it has become true. No one needs to tell us these things. We were there when it happened. And also this, I can say here, for the glory of God, out of gratitude, I can say it. The mighty grace to have been there, to have experienced it, when the ministry of the Lord was repeating in our time, and how Luke 17 was fulfilled, when the Son of Man will be revealed, when the same is happening, what happened in the ministry of our beloved Lord and Savior. Let us say it in summary. God has sent his prophet in our time to prepare the way back to God. And therefore we believe that there is only one God on heaven and earth, in eternity, from eternity and to eternity. Lord, thou art our God. Psalms 90. And we believe that this one God has revealed himself for our salvation in the only begotten Son. This was not a second person. This was God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit. And so we thank the Lord for the revelation of Jesus Christ. You all know the Godhead is just the main subject. And out of conviction, we can sing and we can say, you have revealed yourself to me. And when our Lord says, no one knows who the Son is, but only the Father, and who the Father is, but only the Son, and to whom he will reveal it, it's revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The same is with the baptism. I write it. Once again, I write about it in a small brochure, just to know and baptize them into the name. Not a formula, but revelation. That God revealed himself in this New Testament covenant name, Yeshua, in our language, Jesus. He revealed himself. Emmanuel, God with us. He who sees me sees the Father. And in the Son, we as sons and daughters of God have been brought back. And there was the need of a prophet to really reveal these things. Not Trinity here and Jesus only there. No, as it is written, the perfect revelation of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Up to the last words in 1 Corinthians 15, when everything will be subject, namely then, sit unto my right hand, not as the second person, no, as the Son of Man, sit at my right hand until I make all enemies thy footstool. And then comes the triumph. Then comes the triumph of the true believers at the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And when all this has happened, then God will be again all in all. As in all of the Old Testament, Not a single prophet said, "Our Father, who art in heaven," doesn't exist at all. It's impossible. We don't have to go here into this subject. I can really say it. In him we live and are and have our being. For me, the revelation of God is the most precious which exists at all. We have been introduced so much into it. And all the plan of salvation, we can see how it is and how it comes now to the completion. Please remember, God kept his word. He has sent a prophet at the end of the time of grace, before the terrible day of the Lord comes, to turn our hearts back to God, back to the faith of them who were commissioned and sent from God, preaching us the word. And we can say, the church will be at the end just as she was at the beginning. One heart, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father above all and in all. Together, we will thank the Lord today for the portion which he has given us. And today, we will also pray for all the newcomers, that the Lord will just take the veil away from our eyes, that we can see, that we can truly see. And as Paul has written to the Corinthians, the veil is upon their hearts, and it can only be taken away in Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the true revelation of God in the flesh. He who sees me sees the Father. Not Trinity, not a triune baptism, but one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Oh, together we can thank God, giving glory to the Lord, that we may live now and truly are brought up to date in this time in the kingdom of God. Shall all the despisers bypass us and bypass what God is doing right now? Shall they bypass it? Although they hear of it, what God is doing right now, let us say it once again, except it is happening with us personally, from the hearsay, no one is helped. We must personally experience it, so that we are led by the Spirit of God into all the truth, and so that the written word becomes the living and revealed word. To him, the Almighty God, who has given us such a big portion in that, given us a portion worldwide, what he is doing right now, to him be the glory. It was not your and my decision. It was God's decision before the foundation of the world. And all who were chosen before the foundation of the world, they will hear his voice now. They will receive correction, and they will be washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they will take a bath in the Word. And everything what is not written in the Word of God will be washed away. Pure and holy, they will be arrayed in fine linen. And so we will take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. All you are invited. And without you, we will not go up. No, together we will be taken up. Hallelujah! Blessed and praised be the wonderful name of our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing, "Just as I am." Oh. Today, we will ask Brother Jean-Claude to come to the front, singing the chorus Maranatha. Please come now to the front. And all the people say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May it take place. As we said at the beginning, what is written in Mark 16, in the last verse, Mark 16, verse
20.
And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And do we believe that he is the same? Do we believe that he will confirm his word today? Not only can confirm, he will confirm by grace. Together we will pray, taking the Lord at his word. We who are not telling stories, we who are not presenting interpretations, but we who are preaching his holy word, we have a direct right that he confirms his word which was preached. Believe now. Believe with all your heart. Not because we said it once again. No, because the Lord said it at the beginning. And what he said at the beginning, this is valid until the end. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And again, a word addressed to all the young people, a word for all the newcomers, which didn't yet experience a salvation yet, who didn't yet experience a direct conversion, who didn't leave yet the broad way which leads to destruction, who are perhaps staggering around. May this be the day which the Lord made for you. Really, for all of us, by his grace he made it. And also all those who have not yet a full understanding about that what God promised and about that what God is doing right now, that he may open our understanding for the scripture, and to all who believe the message with all the heart, that he gives you the understanding that Brother Branham was not sent to establish a new religion. He was sent to bring us back to the beginning. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So back to the beginning, so that the end might become as the beginning was. For our Lord is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. I don't know whether you would like to come to the front. Sometimes it helps the people when they make their decision, and that they can witness it before the people. Look here, I'm coming to the Lord, and I consecrate him my life. Should this be the case, then it's good. If not, then we pray for all of you, wherever you are standing right now. Today we will ask Brother Yuri Kebernik that he also comes to the front and prays with us. And should somebody have it on his heart, really having it on his heart, to thank the Lord, feel free and come to the front. Let us sing once again, Just As I Am. Let us sing Only Believe. Amen. Brother Yuri, please thank the Lord. You can also pray in the Russian language.
Господи, Творец неба и земли.
Lord of heaven and earth.
Я благодарю тебя за твою правду, Господи, истину твою.
I thank you for your truth, which you revealed to us. You have said, know the truth and I shall set you free. And by grace you have given it to us. We are the people to whom you spoke. You revealed your word to us. And we have come because you called us. All over the earth, your word is being preached. The truth is being preached. It is the message which you have sent. In our days, we thank you with all our hearts that we may live in this time. And we thank you that we may serve you now. We thank you for your love. You are the one who blessed us. You have shown us your way. Bless us, Lord. Bless your servant, Lord. Give us the grace, Lord. And bless the work. I ask you. I thank you for your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now in German. Our Father in heaven, I thank you, God. You have pardoned us in such a way, Lord. Who am I? Who are we, Lord? You found us. That was your choice, Lord. Let us remain faithful unto death, Lord. You promised it. I thank you for everything, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
That our families, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Bless my wife. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have, there where your word is preached, there it happens. You know all the needs, Lord, all the sicknesses. Amen. Beloved Lord, all of us have come to you, we who we believe that you are present. One precious sister has come to the front. One soul is more valued than the whole world. And we thank you for our precious sister. You received and accepted her. You have forgiven her sin. You have healed her. Because in your wounds is both salvation and healing. By the holy blood which was shed. And the life which was in the blood is in the blood-bought flock. Your eternal divine life we may have in us. This is the day which you have made. Confirm thy word in all. You know the various needs, all the prayer requests, Lord, all the sickness, all those who are in trouble, Lord. We pray especially For brother and sister Kupfer, we pray for all our brothers and sisters, but in particular for brother and sister Kupfer. Be with them, Lord. Be with all, whether they are in old age homes, whether they are at home, especially with all who cannot look after themselves anymore, who need someone to look after them. Dear Lord, we ask you that you are returning very soon, and we are counting with your return in our time. We thank you for it, that you have opened our eyes, that the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we can see it on all levels. I thank you for all who are coming to hear your word at this place, in particular all who are speaking various languages and who are patient with us. When we are singing, even when the choir sings, Lord, how we would wish that we could sing in all the languages. But we thank you that we can tune in our hearts we can tune in, and we can give glory to you. Your church is international. You have said to Abraham, in thee all nations of the, all the kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. You have called out from all peoples, tongues and nations. You have purchased us, and you made us kings and priests.
Hallelujah!
It's a divine fact, and we thank you with all our hearts for it. Dear Lord, may the ends of the earth have been reached today. Bless the whole African continent. Bless North and South America. Bless all of Europe, East and West. Bless all of Asia. Bless Australia and New Zealand. Bless everywhere. And let it be manifested that you are in our midst, that you are not only speaking, but that you are saving, that you are healing, that you are blessing, that you are delivering. We thank you for the victory of Calvary. Bless our sister and be with her. Bless us all and be with all of us. We thank you for it. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated for a little while. May God bless us all. Remember me, God willing, I will make still a couple of journeys, although the brothers can tune in everywhere. It's still something completely different if one comes personally bringing the message to the people. God blessed, especially in the city of Bangkok, Myanmar, Cambodia, in all the surroundings. He has opened many doors and hearts. And we are grateful. Although it's not going in such a way as in the past years, but as long as God gives grace, so long we shall carry His word into all the world. And we are truly grateful for the online transmission so that all the world can watch and see and hear. And all who were not mentioned, may God bless you in a special way, in all people's tongues and nations. Sometimes one overlooks the one or the other. Brothers in all the world, be convinced God does not overlook anyone. He sees, he hears, he knows, and he blesses everywhere where his people are coming together. And our brother Joseph, we give you greetings to Kinshasa, greetings to all brothers and sisters. We give greetings to Portugal, from all countries. We give you greetings. Also our brother Trapani, may God bless you in particular. God bless you in a special way. Recently, his wife was called home, and she's with the Lord. Our brother is sitting into the car, is traveling more than 1,000 kilometers, regardless whether it snows or what kind of weather it is. Our brothers from Romania, they are coming 1,650 kilometers driving by car to hear the word of God. Here from London, God bless you. Here, may God bless all who have come from all over Europe and also from other countries to hear the word of the Lord. May God bless us all, and may he be with all of us until the next time. And remember, God willing, on the first weekend in April, we have special meetings to at this place thank the Lord for that, what he has done, and for the portion which he has entrusted to us, what he is doing right now. How many believe the message?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Praise, honor, and glory. We stand up for the closing prayer. Please, Brother Schmidt. Great God, Lord in heaven, the words are missing to express the grace and faithfulness for your holy word and for the revelation of thy word, of thy name and of thy will. Thanks be to you. Not men, no interpretation, but it was your holy word which was left to us, and we believe it. Lord in heaven, your word remains. Everything shall pass away, but your word remains forever. Lord, we thank you. We ask you, bless each one of us who heard. Bless each one who is present here. Bless each one who is tuning in, who is with us in his mind and thoughts. Bless from the riches of your grace. We thank you. Please, bless our brother, whom you have sent. We are not glorifying any man, but we thank you for the prophet of our time. We thank you also for the carrier of your word in our time, whom you appointed to distribute. Give us all grace to come to your table and to feast upon the prepared meal so that we receive strength to complete our race. Thank you. Bless our brother. Accompany him. Give him grace. Give him instructions and give him words of comfort and of edification and admonition. Thank you for everything in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before we sing Nearer to Home, I would like to ask our brother from the Iran whether he would like to come to the front so that we can pray for him, so that God may bless him. Also in Turkey, blessing him, being with him.
Which language do you prefer, English or German?
No German. No German, no Persian, just Persian. Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, bless our brother in a very special way. Make him a carrier of thy word, of thy divine message. Bless in Turkey. Bless in the Iran. Bless everywhere, Lord. Also in Yerevan, bless everywhere, God, and be merciful so that your people can hear your voice, that they believe and are prepared unto the glorious day of thy return. We rejoice. You are coming soon, and we are expecting you in our time. And the bride, and the spirit and the bride say, come. And he who hears it, let him say, come. And we thank you that we have heard, that we have come, and that you have blessed us. Precious brother, be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Nearer to home. Nearer to home.